Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. That's the acronym for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. If that helps you remember it, I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and don't forget all the other things you can do there as well, including finding out more about Mary Key. And Mary Hessler Key has been with us for a long time. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's the author of The Entrepreneurial Cat, where you can find out more about Jazzy. She's also the author of What Animals Teach Us. And today she wants to talk to us about another animal, the Donald. And tell us what he can teach us. She's our good friend, Mary Key. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's great to be back, Jim. And yes, I'm here to talk about the Donald. I recently published an article in the Business Journal about firing the Donald. And I'm afraid that some business owners and people who run their own companies, even though it's not quite as bad, make some of the same mistakes.
Well, Mary, just in case there are a couple of people out there who maybe live in a cave, or they just woke up from a 10-year long coma or something. Tell us of course, most people I think know who Donald Trump is, but there's this television show called The Apprentice. And what's the premise of The Apprentice, Mary?
Well, the premise of The Apprentice is to bring people together to compete with one another, and Donald Trump systematically fires them all until he's down to the last one who he offers a position to in his company. And really, it's mesmerized a lot of people.
It's fascinating how many people it has mesmerized. I mean, it's the kind of thing that people seem to really get into. But Mary, the people that you and I know who are serious professional managers,
right,
you think that they get into the apprentice?
No, I don't. Most of the CEOs I coach and work with do not. However, a lot of employees, and particularly Generation X and younger, watch The Apprentice and truly think they're learning about business.
That's scary. That's frightening, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because these are the workers that people will be hiring, the associates in their company.
Well, and the young people, you know, the folks, the young teenagers and early 20s folks who maybe don't have a lot of background in the marketplace. They watch that. It's really more part of the popular culture than it is anything educational, isn't it?
Exactly. And you know, whether you watch The Apprentice or not, I think the main points here that really need to be considered are, there are three things. One, true leaders are more concerned with their organization's success than soaking up the limelight. And for better or for worse, I do notice a lot of entrepreneurs let their ego shine to the detriment of the people that they lead, and I think that's a lesson that can be learned. The other thing I think is that the apprentice, like a lot of people in business, convey urgency about everything.
Right.
And you have to set priorities around urgency or you'll burn people out.
Well, another thing that bothers me about the apprentice is the way the acrimony that's generated and the negative competition that's generated between the employees, I guess, or the participants, I guess we really should say, that's not a healthy way to run a business.
No, and that was actually going to be my third point. Jim, you're exactly right on, that the principles of competition and pitting people against each other have short-term results, but in the long term really shoot an organization in the foot.
Yeah.
And so a lot of productivity is lost, people don't team, and you don't perform at high levels.
Well, you know, Mary, I'm so glad you wrote this piece, and it's an excellent piece, by the way, folks. I have it in front of me. Where can we find it, Mary?
Well, you can find it in the Tampa Bay Business Journal.
Right.
I've also emailed you a copy, Jim. So
right. I have a copy.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. So other folks, can they find it if they go to TampaBayBusinessJournal.com or something like that?
Yes, and okay. It was in the... it would be TampaBayBizJournals.com.
Okay, TampaBayBizJournals.com.
B-I-Z, journals.com.
I hope you'll tune that in. You know, Barbara was on last. Mary Key. Mary, the
never have two women in a row on
well,
your
that's,
show,
that's true. Well, you're both beautiful women, though. Mary, one of the things that I've been writing a little bit about this, not about the Donald, but about what I call, I've coined a term that I call Blessing Game's first law of aggregation. And that is basically that the people that I know, and you've helped us understand this over the last several years, Mary, the people who are outrageously successful as managers are the people who learn how to aggregate the success, to promote and aggregate the success of their employees, rather than trying to create their own success all by themselves.
Exactly. And, you know, in a way, as scary as this sounds, they become selfless. And through letting go and letting team members shine, an entrepreneur can really take their organization to the next level. The problem comes when we don't think anybody can do it as well as we can.
Right, right.
And letting go of that is very tough for a lot of people.
And, you know, the truth is, Mary, we really don't know how Donald Trump runs his operation, do we? I mean, this is the way he's presenting it for this venue, for this model, this formula that he's come up with. We really don't know if this is how he runs his business or not.
No, that's absolutely true. And of course, this is really an analogy that I'm using because he doesn't fire people regularly. He has said that.
But isn't that unfortunate, though, that he probably doesn't run his business this way, but yet he's gone on television to present this kind of behavior?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hype and it's what sells. You know, I think he is a master. And the one thing that I think we can really learn from Donald Trump is his ability to brand himself. Because actually he inherited a lot of his real estate success from his dad,
yep.
And he has not been particularly successful in running some of his properties.
He's had a mixed bag in terms
yes,
of,
he has.
Of his career,
but
hasn't he?
Boy, is he a master at creating a brand. And the show reflects that brand. Hard driving, be a winner, be on top, those things that are him.
If you want to find somebody to model yourself after as a successful business person, I'm not sure you'd choose Donald Trump, but if you wanted to find somebody to model yourself after as a self-promoter, I don't know anybody better. Do you, Mary?
No, I think you're absolutely right. And you're bringing up a good point. And here's something that I think a lot of people who run companies don't take time to do.
Mary, I want you to hold that thought,
sure.
Because that's going to be a really good one, I can tell. And I want it to come up when we first come back. Give us your website again, Mary.
It's Mary Key Associate with an S at the end, .com.
Mary Key, ladies and gentlemen. She and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Mary Key is our guest. And Mary, this is our 7th anniversary together.
Wow.
7 years ago this month, you were on our show the first time, and we're starting our 8th year together. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, great. Thank you. I don't even have a 7-year itch, Jim.
I know it. It's been good for me too, Mary. I'm glad you're here, and I appreciate all the time that you've given us and all the great things that you've taught us over the last 7 years, and we're looking forward to 7 more.
I just want to say you have to be so proud of what you built, Jim, and you're a wonderful example of not only an advisor to small businesses, but someone who knows how to grow one.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but you know what? None of this happens I think we practice what we preach when I talk about Blasting Gain's first law of aggregation. We've aggregated a lot of really smart people as part of our community, including you, and that's our brain trust. And I mean, none of this happens without our brain trust, because this show wouldn't be any fun at all without people like Mary Key. Mary, I interrupted you as we went to the break, and you were about to say something really smart.
Well, actually, I was about to say what you just alluded to,
well,
and that is that people who run companies get too busy to find outside advisors, and that it is important to have mentors and coaches to help us in our work. And one of the hard things is that We often, because people that are close to us are often the people who work in our companies, go to people who have a vested interest for advice when we really need to get no-holds-barred feedback from someone who has been there, done that.
Right. Yeah, and that is so important. I'll tell you, in terms of mentors, and you and I, you've helped us understand mentoring over the years quite a few times. You know, I look back, and you know, Mary, a lot of my mentors didn't even know they were being my mentors when they were doing it.
Well, exactly, and you've been very fortunate. And I encourage people to seek out mentors because, you know, it's rare in life when somebody doesn't necessarily want something from you other than to be able to ask you questions periodically and get
right.
your perspective.
Right.
And people don't do that enough.
Exactly.
They
I
really
agree
don't.
With you. Mary, I want to move over to what I guess is your third point about the Donald Trump Apprentice Show and the impact it's having on young people. Out there, I know that you're an adjunct professor at a university near you there and have been for a number of years. You're talking to these young people coming through college. What are they telling you? What are you seeing in terms of their reaction to the apprentice?
Well, actually, I teach MBA students organizational behavior, so we're talking about a little more seasoned people, and they can't get enough of it. And they are looking at that show as the opportunity to see the inner workings of business.
Do you think that they watch that and they think that that's the way it is and is that, and it should be?
I don't know if I can't say that everybody feels it should be this way, but the majority feel this is how it is, unless they've had other work experience. And, you know, they hear things from their parents, and they've done work studies and stuff, and they see politics in motion. And a lot of people think this is what it's like. So what can I learn from these people who are the apprentices mm-hmm. that I can take into an organization?
You know,
and
Mary,
they're learning the wrong stuff.
Exactly. And 30 years or so ago, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the late senator from New York, coined a term, defining deviancy down. And he was talking about when we allow deviant behavior or less than standard behavior to become the norm, to become acceptable, maybe even to become cool. And his term was to be used in a very broad way. But in my opinion, the way the apprentice participants work together and the way the whole thing is handled, in my opinion, it's a form of defining management deviancy down.
I think that's an excellent
down,
observation. Yeah, and it sets a tone and a model that just doesn't work. For example, people yell at each other. They lie to each other for their own advantage. They're rewarded. They're told to work on group projects, mm-hmm. but ultimately they're rewarded for individual performance.
Right.
And, boy, doesn't that happen in companies. You say, oh, yes, we want teamwork. And I'll say to people, okay, let's take a look at what are you doing to drive the results you want reward and recognition-wise. Every time I look at what they do reward and recognition-wise, it's typical that they're rewarding individual competitive behavior. And at the same time, they're saying they want something else.
You know, it's true, Mary. And when I think about all this, it's very disappointing to me because, Mary, you and I know, and most people know, that the one strongest thing that the marketplace must have if it's going to be successful is the intangible called trust.
Exactly.
How much trust do you see in the apprentice?
Not much. Not much at all. And, you know, people are not learning trust-building behaviors. For example, I'll watch you for a while before I take a risk is something people will say to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, that holding back. Or they'll walk in with a perception of, I can't really trust people. I have to watch my back.
Right.
Well, perception becomes reality. We'll see a behavior that we'll misinterpret as that person's out to get me somehow.
Right. Mary, I've got to stop you because we've run out of time. I hope you'll come back again real soon. I'm looking forward to 7 more years with you. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Give us your website one more time.
Mary Key Associates with an S at the end .com. Lots of good stuff on it.
The Entrepreneurial Cat and What Animals Teach Us are her two books and more to come from Mary, I promise you. Quick break, right back with Governor Pete DuPont. Stay with us.
All the
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.